Hi, this is Marcy Hill, and I am here with Miss Charlene Reinhardt, a contender for Miss Illinois International Pageant. Charlene, how are you this evening?
I am great. How are you?
I am just fabulous. We finally connected because I have been trying to reach out to you for a little while to get your story about being a pageant contestant. Could you tell us more about that?
Being a pageant contestant was an extraordinary opportunity because you don't find too many people competing in the pageant. With me, it started with a desire to go above and beyond what I was currently doing. I was looking for something completely out the ordinary for my daily accounting routine. So I decided to sign up for a pageant, and here I am preparing every day and night for the Miss Illinois International title.
Okay, could you tell us more about the international pageant title as opposed to a local pageant?
Well, the Miss Illinois International, the Miss International system in general, is completely different from other pageant systems because it has a platform. So individuals are encouraged to speak on a topic or cause that they feel passionate about. My cause when I first competed last year was Keep the Beat Alive. I wanted to focus on heart disease education and awareness because it's something that's preventable, but most people are dying from this every 38 seconds. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to reach out and promote that cause. Besides the platform, we all compete in evening gown, fun fashion, and aerobic wear.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, you said you wanted to do something altogether different from your accounting routine. What was life like prior to, well, what was your accounting life like? What made it routine, and what was it that made you go out and look for the pageant?
Well, I enjoyed accounting, but I've always been a person who enjoyed balance and enjoyed reaching out or helping various causes. So that was something more that I wanted. My daily routine consisted of me going to work for about 10 to 12 hours a day,
wow,
coming home wishing that I could do some of the things that I saw on TV or I read about in books. But it was those books and the fear that I would be 50 years old and not be able to live out a dream. So it was that fear that really pushed me to do something out the ordinary. Pageantry actually combined everything that I was passionate about. I love to perform. I love the stage because I'm a dancer. I love public speaking. That's why I'm in Toastmasters. And I also love community service. I believe I'm where I'm at because people have mentored me, guided me, and invested in me. So I definitely want to give back. Pageantry was a unique personal development opportunity for me that just continues to transform me into a person that's worth becoming.
Let's talk about your dance background. How long have you been dancing, and what type of dancing do you do?
Well, I've always been dancing on and off since I was in elementary school. I actually started in the 7th grade, and that was also because of a desire for something different, for a change. In high school, I was on the dance team my junior and sophomore year. I danced ballet, jazz, modern, African. My favorite type of dance was African or anything fast. Then in college, I transitioned again to salsa dance. That is where I found myself because I love dancing in heels. So salsa dancing was for me, and that's something that I continue to do past college. I'm currently a dancer for the Chicago Mustangs semi-pro dance team. We not only dance and cheer the football players on to excellence in the game, but we also promote causes. So it combines my passion for community service and performing, which is perfect.
Your focus on community services, you sound like me, but you're more passionate than I am. I get angry when I think about my causes. So what is some of your...
You get angry.
Well, you know, one of my causes, which I really haven't delved into much, is education. But I'm trying to figure out the best way to tackle it from my perspective. Because even though I know that, from a writing perspective, I know that there's a need for writing skills, but I need to figure out how I can get into the system or not and create a program to pick up where the system is leaving off with writing. So
I agree. There's a big gap there.
And when I think about the education system in general, I turn purple. I'm trying to use that energy to propel me forward with what needs to be done.
That's exactly what you need to do, because there's a lot of improvement needed, but that's an opportunity for you to go there and fix all the problems.
And I can't do them all, because you know you had a political machine in Chicago behind the system. So if I could just tackle one school at a time initially,
right?
Yeah, I did a speech in Toastmasters a few weeks ago, and I wrote a letter to Mayor Emanuel asking him to include writing in the longer school day. Since you're adding everything else, why not just a 30 to 50 minute writing class? And everybody said, well, that was good. Maybe you should present it. And I think I will present it.
You should. Or if they don't want to extend the school day, why not have a weekend program, utilize Toastmasters, a high performance leadership project, to get into these schools to start it off and show them that there is a need and that the students will be able to develop from your writing program. So if you're able to get in there potentially through Toastmasters and then move forward on your own with the monthly program, hey, there's another option for you.
Well, thank you for that, because, like I said, that's one of those things that just make me turn purple. What are some of your other causes that you're passionate about?
Well, just like you, when I was in college, I actually did over 1,000 hours in the Englewood community working in education. My first year, I did 300 hours through an AmeriCorps program where I tutored at a Catholic school and also a public school. So I was able to see the differences, the gap that exists in a public school versus a private school. But these two schools were within 2 blocks of each other, and there was still a large gap.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that disheartening? Especially, I mean, to witness
it. Is.
It was one thing to hear about it, but then to witness it is just unbelievable.
It is, and to realize that the best of the best in that community still does not equate to schools in more advanced neighborhoods, more privileged neighborhoods. So that's definitely called me to create programs in education. I created an Adopt-a-School program where I had DePaul leaders assist me in developing a tutor program / beautification project. With this beautification project, we were able to paint the basement, or give the basement of the cafeteria a makeover, actually. So we painted college logos all around so that the students could be inspired to go to college at an early age, because people usually drop out in 8th grade. They have no aspirations of continuing their education. So by them actually seeing this, it will probably give them some hope or give them visions of where they can go in the future. So that was like a big cause of mine when I was in college. Right now at Chase, I do a lot of service. I actually organize the service events for my group.
Okay.
And we will be volunteering at the Greater Chicago Food Depository in 2 months. So I'm all about service. Any type of service activity there is, I am there.
That's sweet. I'm going to be like you when I grow up. I'll be excited and not angry.
But you're amazing, because you can do something with that anger. Anger is a great thing.
I shall, because next year you're going to hear about my program in somebody's school and say, oh, she finally
yes.
did it. So I have a question. Do you have a site or any place where we can go and read about Charlene Reinhart, at the pageant contestant or the dancer?
I do have a site. That site is www.MissCDReinhart, MissCDReinhart.com.
Do you have a Twitter account?
You can follow me on Twitter at MissCDReinhart.
Facebook page?
Facebook, that's just my name, Charlene Reinhart.
Okay.
C-H-A-R-L-E-N-E, Reinhart, R-H-I-N-E-H-A-R-T, such a long name.
Oh, that's okay, but that long name yes. will be in the spotlight this time next year, because we're
yes.
going to know who you are as Miss Illinois International.
Yes, that's what I'm aiming for.
Did you have anything else you want to have, any more causes that you want us to know about, or anything else you want us to know about Miss Charlene?
That's it. outside of them. That has been my main source of inspiration, seeing what people don't do. It makes me want to do more and more. Sometimes my life can be a bit chaotic. I love that chaos because I'm doing what I love. My main goal right now would be to motivate people to step into greatness. Everybody has a gift that is waiting to be unwrapped, and I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to stand with people, help them release their talents, and go for what they want.
Okay, well, you heard it from the mouth of Miss Charlene Reinhardt, accountant, pageant contestant, dancer, and, well, I won't say queen of Toastmasters, but you working at Toastmaster Circle more than anybody I've seen lately. So, thank you, Charlene, for your time.
Thank you, Marcy. It was a pleasure interviewing with you.
Likewise, and you have a great one, and blessings to you.